Now I've got Robbie Cousins on the line. Robbie is a resident in the area adjacent to Croke Park. Hello, Robbie.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
How are you doing? Thanks for coming on the programme.
Thanks very much for having me on.
You're welcome. Okay. Now, the Garth Brooks five concerts, which are proposed to take place in Croke Park this summer, the residents are not happy about this because they were licensed to put on three concerts, but now it's gone from three to five because there's been such a demand for tickets from people all over Ireland and from outside the country as well. So how are things standing at the moment, Robbie, in this regard?
Well, I suppose just to give a bit of history first, just for a minute, there is planning in place for three concerts per annum or three concert events. However, at this point in time, there are nine events planned for the across the summer period.
Right.
This goes back, I suppose, a key date, and this is post the U2 concerts in 2009, when an agreement was reached at that time with the GAA that if they were to exceed the number of concerts, the three concerts in a year, they would come and talk to residents first if they wanted to and discuss a lot of other issues that go with these concerts. Suddenly, we see there's five concerts running on weekdays across the weekend, and literally our community is going to be locked down for those 5 days and the days in around them. And it's not to mention this quarterfinals of the All-Ireland coming up the week after. That means the pitch has to be relayed, so it'll be working through the night. So we're back in a situation we were in 2009 where residents basically weren't able to sleep. We had no quality of life because there were trucks coming and going all through the night around the concerts that happened that year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not happy. We're not happy at all.
Yeah.
The way the story has been presented, that we were consulted with, we haven't been consulted with. And last night was the first meeting we had with Croke Park around this. And when we brought up the agreement, which was agreed with the then president of the GAA, Christy Cooney, and the general secretary of the GAA, Pádraig Duffy, that they would talk to us before there was any more than three events. It was put aside. It was said, no, that was then, this is now, let's move on.
Right, so are they legally entitled to hold five concerts like the Garth Brooks concerts?
I suppose the situation, what they say is They are allowed to hold three events.
Three.
Let's call them events because there's also an American football match happening this summer. Mm. They are allowed to apply. Their take is that they're allowed to apply for a license for as many events as they want. So that's what they're going to be doing through Aiken Promotions. Yeah. On the Aviva Stadium, the Aviva Stadium have a deal in place with local residents, again, that they will only apply for three concerts and events, or three events, we're talking conferences as well here, in a year, and they will, and that seems, they have stuck to that. And they meet regularly with residents to review the situation and talk about ways they can improve the amenity and limit the impact on the amenity for local residents there.
Yeah.
That's not the case in the local area with Croke Park. This has been foisted upon us, and a media campaign in the last couple of weeks by the management Croke Park saying that they had this great relationship with residents. Anything that was there before has been totally destroyed by, I suppose, the underhand way this was done and the lack of engagement with the local community.
Yeah. So what can the community do, Robbie?
I suppose that's the big question. One thing that I suppose that we've seen in this is that at the meeting last night, there was a growing number of people that haven't seen before have come out and are so incensed, people with young families in the area and people, and just talked about their own experiences of major event days in Croke Park. So, first of all, we're going to discuss, we're going to take whatever action we can take that we find, that we can take to try show that we're not going to stand for being locked down for this length of time. So we're going to meet over the coming days to discuss our options. Again, I just reiterate the fact that there is an agreement in place that is not being respected. And it just seems that Croke Park literally are moving the goalposts to suit themselves on this occasion. You just wonder what lies down the road. Is it going to be 20 concerts next year? I mean, where are they going to stop this? You know, it's time for our local representatives, for the local community to come together and just stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore. So, you know, over the coming weeks, I suppose we'll be deciding on a course of action and following through on that.
Okay, well, just, while we're discussing this now, can I just say to you, and I think you'd agree, that the GAA over the last number of years have been kind of beneficial in the area surrounding Croke Park, because they have the Croke Park Local Community Fund has benefited a lot of organisations and groups in the area. Because I have a press release here in front of me, and it said, if you don't mind me talking about this. Croke Park welcomed representatives from 35 local groups, schools, associations and sports clubs to a community reception hosted by GAA President Liam O'Neill and Stadium and Commercial Director Peter McKenna. Since its inception, the fund has allocated over $450,000 in funding to local schools, residents' associations, voluntary organisations and sports clubs. And applications, I'm just reading right down, I'm not going to go read the whole thing, Robbie, but it's at the bottom, applications for funding in 2014 now being accepted. So they have had a positive effect in the community. Would you agree?
What I'd say to that is, it was interesting because that came up in the conversations last night, and that's after many years of discussions that fund was put in place. First of all, Liam O'Neill wasn't there last night. And Liam O'Neill, no, he's a very nice man and a very honourable man. He's been present at many events across the year, and it's great to be able to meet with him for once on a regular basis. Somebody from Croke Park wasn't there last night.
Yeah.
The fund itself, that is a fund that is there for not just within this lockdown area that we live within around Croke Park, but mm-hmm. for many other groups seem to benefit from it from outside the area. And I think that's great that they are benefiting from it. But I don't think there's that many groups within the lockdown area that are benefiting from that fund. Now, I know there are groups benefiting from it, and say it's a small benefit for the amount of and it is progress in terms of relationship. And that is one of those things I was talking about. Look, things have happened in the last few years that are good. But literally, this is locking down a community. This is shutting us off and shutting us out if we're not there, and shutting us off from... we won't be able to come and go from work on the days that the concerts are on. That's for starters. We won't be able to drop children in and out, older people. What happens if there's an emergency in the area and an ambulance needs to go in? And also, interestingly, it was around the same time last year that the Jones's Road flooded. So what happens in the instance of that? Croke Park a safe place for a concert to take place?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, it's a throwaway question, is Croke Park in the right location at all for the stadium, its size, and for the amount of events that are put on there? Should it not have been rebuilt somewhere on a green site somewhere out in Blanchardstown or something like that, so that residents wouldn't have to have all that sort of difficulty.
One person suggested maybe the best thing to do in terms of these concerts is that the One Direction concerts go ahead, and that Garth Brooks comes back next summer.
Yeah.
And does three concerts and comes back the year after, and does two concerts, and maybe we can throw in the American football match at the end of it. Croke Park isn't an ideal location. There's huge problems in terms of the infrastructure. And locally, we suffer because of, poor crowd control. This is very small streets. They're very packed streets. And one thing that came up last week, there's one access area called Foster Avenue where people are squeezed into it to get in on event days. And people are worried that something's going to happen there. And considering what happened, say, in a small laneway, a copper-faced jacks a few weeks back, what's going to happen when you see crowds like that coming through over five nights coming through those areas?
Yeah, I swear, I know.
No, maybe it's not suited, but it's there. And we want to work alongside Croke Park. We want to work with them. We don't want to be dictated to and told, look, this is happening. And so we will be acting to try and just regain our amenity.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we didn't get an opportunity on today's program to discuss the issues with a spokesperson from Croke Park, but hopefully in the next week or so. We will do so, but it sounds like that this whole thing, is it just motivated by money? I mean, they're putting on, if they put on five concerts, 400,000 fans in the stadium, that generates a huge amount of money for Croke Park. But does it not also generate revenues for the area, like pubs and restaurants and that sort of thing, Robbie?
Well, that is one of the cases that is put forward, and of course it generates a lot of money for the GAA, for the promoters and for local pubs in the area.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it doesn't really generate anything. Like, I mean, you know, it's good. It's great that money has been generated for local business, but, you know, there's no community gain. And I've heard this word used a lot in recent weeks, that there's a community gain to be had from this. They're talking about putting a legacy in place if we accept this. And we had a meeting with them last night with this legacy issue was supposed to mention. Like, there's one legacy here is that year on year, it's becoming increasingly difficult to live in the area. And you know, it is a residential area. It was a residential area before Croke Park was ever there. And, you know, the only legacy that we're dealing with here is just that our rights are being removed, and we just don't have the freedom of, we won't have the freedom of movement in and out of our local area.
Yeah.
We asked them to go back and look, and Dublin City Council and the planning authorities, look at what's happening over at Aviva Stadium. How that's working. You know, why is it so difficult for Croke Park not to come and talk to us and work with us as opposed to us having?
Sorry, Robbie. What do they mean by legacy? What do they mean by legacy?
I think it's some sort of payoff. I think is what they're looking at. When the question was put to them exactly what they meant by legacy last night, there was a lot of confusion in the room on the other side. Sort of saying, oh, we thought you'd tell us, I think, was the general viewpoint. So, you know, I don't know what legacy, you know, the legacy that we want to see from them is that they actually start talking to us and dealing with us, and that would be a huge legacy to going into the future.
Yeah, well, I really, like I said a few minutes ago, we really hope to get spokesperson from the GAA to come on the programme and discuss their side of it. But one of the things that struck me, that strikes me about the GAA from another perspective altogether, is that there's this huge stadium that that really dwarfs everything around it. You know, it's this modern stadium. And I am actually an ex-Ballybocker. I lived there for 22 years of my life. Played in Croker, did all the sport up there. Anyway, Ballybock in particular, you're from the other end, the Jones's Road end of the spectrum.
Jones's Road side, yes.
Okay, well, Ballybock, if you go into Ballybock Road, it's dominated, the skyline is dominated, if you're looking in that direction, by Croker, the Cusick stand. But along Ballybock Road, on one side of it, if you're heading up towards the Royal Canal Bridge from Ballybock, from Blue Kelly Bridge up to the, if you walk up that direction, on the right hand side of the road, there are two lots of derelict houses which are boarded up, bricked up, and on Sackville Avenue itself, the street, the houses, the little cottages opposite the flats in Sackville Avenue are all blocked up. So there's all this dereliction in Ballybock, and the area looks like it has been run down over the last God knows how many years. It's awful to see, and yet there is this huge edifice on the skyline that cost a lot of money that the government gave to the GAA. And I'm wondering, this just on a personal note, this doesn't look right. Do you know what I mean? The same thing hasn't occurred over in the vicinity of the Aviva Stadium. There aren't derelict streets over adjacent to the Aviva Stadium. So why is this situation going on? I mean,
it's a strange one. I mean, it seems odd that you have this great money-making machine sitting alongside that sort of that nothing is going into this community.
Yeah.
One thing that seemed clear over the last few nights to us when we were meeting was that we met a small group of people that live within that cordoned-off area. So we came from both sides, say, of the Ballybock side and the Jones Road side of Croke Park and other areas. Last night, there was a wider group of people from outside the cordoned-off area, and it just seemed evident people had so many different issues to be raised that it was, you know, and there were many people that weren't there and many people that weren't invited to the meeting. There's just a multitude of things that are just going wrong with the whole setup there. But yet, the machine keeps ticking over and you know, it is, you know, they say they have a fund, but is there any real benefit coming, any sustainable benefit coming from it to the local community? And maybe that's what should be looked at.
Yeah, so there are a lot of issues there in relevance to this whole issue. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, And it's just back to the original issue. Like, the priority for us at the moment is just to look at these concerts coming up and just see what we can do to stop this having an impact on our life and on our freedom to move around the place. And we will be fighting this as best that we can to overcome this lockdown situation for ourselves.
Okay, Robbie, listen, we'll let you go, but thanks for taking the call. And we will
We will
be getting back to you to find out if there's any sort of a positive outcome for the residents in the lockdown area. Okay, we'll talk to you in another week or so, okay?
Thank you very much, then. Cheers, then.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Robbie. Bye.